allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You guys know that Ashley just going to...
Yeah.
Hello.
Roll on it.
I was on it.
Counselor Boggs?
Here.
Counselor Meyer?
Here.
Counselor Anderson?
Here.
Counselor Lazier?
Here.
Counselor Stone?
Here.
Counselor Egbert?
Here.
Mayor McKnight?
Here.
All present.
Any media here tonight?
Captain Obvious.
Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the city council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment. The purpose of the public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone and please state name and address. Got one here, Paul Jackson, it says about fire.
Remind me, you might have to.
I know that's on the executive session part. Do we want to wait till the end of the meeting, or did council have any opinion either way? Or
we can hear it now.
Paul, come on up.
Mr. Mayor, council, our board voted just the other day for me to come up here and ask that we formally request that the council look into extending the fire contract. We believe that it's best for the taxpayers, it's best for Fire District 2, and it's best for the city.
Are you done? Okay.
You want to tell us dollars and cents? You know, I mean.
Well, sir,
because when the contract expires, our people voted on no tax increase for fire services, which is why they didn't go through. So, how is this good for the city?
We've looked at the numbers. We believe that we can do it with the current numbers, but we need to sit down as a group and talk about this, I think.
As a group, you mean?
Maybe a couple of our board members, a couple city councilors, maybe the city manager.
So extending the contract at the same dollar value?
We need to talk about that.
Okay. All right.
What's changed between now and when it was adamant that it was $316, $1,000 or nothing?
Well, there's many, many reasons to extend this contract. I'll just touch on three or four of them. The ISO rating that the city currently enjoys is a 3. With a volunteer department, that's certainly going to rise, probably to a 6 or a 7. And that's going to be a double hit for commercial building owners that also live in the city, a very big hit. Another reason is your equipment concerns. There's short-term problems with turnouts, radios, air packs, hose. There's also very long-term problems, much more expensive problems with capital equipment, engines and trucks. We have an old engine up here and an old truck. Those would go away with Fire District 2 here. Another difficulty that we're having, or the city is experiencing right now, is the unfair labor practice filed by the union. Fire District 2 stays, that would go away. Just for those reasons alone, I think we should sit down and consider this issue.
Well, that's
that's what we wanted to do a long time back. And now we have people voting, and it's been a 2-to-1 vote, you know, with the public. And so that's where, when the chief was up and I asked, you know, a long time back, you know, could we renegotiate this contract for 2 to 5 years? It was definitely a no, and that's why I was just concerned, wondering why, what's changed, you know?
You know, I think back when we were talking about that, it appeared that we were going to be losing money at the contract rate. And that was some time ago, maybe 2 years ago when those projections were made, projecting out 2 years. And the numbers are much clearer now. And it looks like we're not going to be losing money. And everyone realizes at the Fire District 2 side that Sutherland really does need a career fire department up here for those reasons I listed and many more. And if we can do it without losing money, we want to do it. We'd be happy to do it.
What about all the people that have taken the training and the money that Sutherland has put in to set up a volunteer fire department and all the hours that the volunteers put in and just all the focus that we have on our volunteer fire department?
Well, the time and the energy and the expense of getting those volunteers up to speed would not be lost. There would be a couple of hoops to jump through at Fire District 2, such as a physical and a physical agility. If they could pass that, we would welcome them.
Hey, Jerry, have they approached you recently, the Fire District 2 board or anyone? Paul, has he approached you or, okay, it's the first time?
I had the Rob Bullock come into my office and ask me about it. And I said, conversation lasted less than 5 minutes,
okay. So
put it that way. It wasn't my role or my place to say or do anything. I was charged with putting up a fire department, and that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. If the council asks me to do the other, I'll do that as well.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you coming before us and giving us some information. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Anybody but I didn't else? Know they were coming to council. You just came to ask me.
Yeah. I just wondering if this is a kind of okay.
That's all I have. Is there any others? Okay. Presentation, Chamber of Commerce.
Just a minute. If I might, I want to remind you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Can you hold off just a second?
I can.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, then Brock, go ahead.
The EOA is not going to be on the agenda tonight.
Okay. And then.
Then the other. I didn't think
yeah, about. Okay. So we got two things.
There's two things.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. So first thing
I wasn't
is.
I'm reminding you.
Yeah, so. You kind of remember one, I kind of remember. We'll split it. So
that's kind of scary.
Yeah. So it's been brought to my attention that we had some concerns on the wastewater.
I would rather wait till it's on the
agenda. And that's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah,
so we're going to move it to a workshop next meeting.
Yeah, it sounds like
everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're good with that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just want to touch base, make sure that's okay. And you want to give this bill now?
If you don't mind,
yeah,
Mr. Mayor, I'll be a little short. Sorry, Madam President. I'm asked to hold up on the economic opportunity analysis. We finally received the money commitment from the county and have the funds to bring in the economist and the architectural artist that is going to do artist rendering and creating the market data to recruit some very specific retail tourism-oriented businesses. And so we're meeting on the 26th, and so I'd like to hold this off until we have that material so we can present that to council in one meeting instead of making it two.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that means you got more time now since he just took that
off.
Yeah.
Right, so I can make up things to talk about.
Yeah.
That's my strong suit.
Oh, well, there may be some, you know, conflicting opinions about that.
Mr. Mayor and members of the council, Tammy Trowbridge with the Sutherland Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Thank you for having me this evening to present. I'm giving you an updated budget through today, the budget and expenditures, and just talking a little bit about some of the things we've got going. We've been working really hard on getting the website up to speed. I've also taken your advice, Frank, and I'm glad I started early because I'm scheduled to talk, to present to the Lioness, the Noon Lions, and the Evening Lions, but it's going to take me a month to get in there, so I'm glad I started when I did. So I've got that scheduled for April. We're still working on getting in at the Senior Center and Food Pantry and a few of the other places to talk about getting volunteer the names of people that are coordinating the volunteer effort in those groups onto a tab on our website that is, you know, volunteer opportunities, places that you can plug in and be part of the Sutherland community. And so that's on our radar, and we're working hard on that. We've had a little bit of progress. The lady has done the layout, or at least the site visit, and measuring the little lot there beside China Station, and she's working on a site plan so we can present it to the owners and get their buy-up on that. And so I'm kind of excited. Things are moving. Seems a little slow, but they are moving. So we had one of the Best Western had contacted us wondering if we could coordinate an effort to bring a sign company into town and get everybody's signs that don't have lights or are missing lights in different places taken care of in one day, because that can be an expensive endeavor. So we're working on that, coordinating, tracking down a sign company that they feel is reputable and will do a good job. And talking to Lamar about some of the billboards that they have of coming available in the next few months on I-5, so we may expand our advertisement. Or it's also something coming southbound. I've had several board members say, hey, we need something to do that. So there is one that's available. So those are things we're working on right now. Questions?
How's the new person working out?
I think she's doing great. She is really...
see a lot of updates on like Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that she's got our social media back up to speed, you know, current, and she's really investing some time in the website in terms of getting member information updated, which is, you know, just a value and nice to have business listing on there. And she's working on the different things to do in Sutherland, and she's got access now to the calendar, so she can actually put events on there. We had to really kind of jump through some hoops to get that fixed. But so finally we feel like we're a little bit more in control of our own destiny on our website, and we're feeling pretty good about that. Yeah. So.
Did we get the internet down there working for the Wi-Fi outside?
Yes, we did. We had Joe came in and worked with our with Megabyte computers over the phone, was able to get both of the computer, the Wi-Fi things, both the admin one inside and the one that's available for visitors.
Okay.
Yeah, so we figured out passwords. And
have you done anything with the flag monument that you had created?
I'm a little bit frustrated with that. It seems to be hard to get the apparatus I want put together to be able to move it into places and out of places easily. But
I thought if nothing else, it would really look good in front of the visitor center.
And you know, that's right. And just right there in front of the visitor center, or
somewhere
out there. And you know, we could get it there with just a forklift.
That was my thought.
That's a good idea.
And that would be, it would be out there and
it'd be a start.
It'd be a start.
Don't you know somebody's capable of building a trailer that can...
Well, you know, it seems like I get moved down the list. It's very frustrating. Not that I don't understand, but that's a great idea, Frank. I know, right? It's like, well, you know, get your order in. You're 12 weeks out, girl.
So what, when you were talking, about getting the monument so you could move it around to different places?
We wanted to take it into some, like the banks and things, you know, that had double doors that you'd be able to get them in through and have them in there with a poster and, you know, promoting it. This is available. You could sponsor your own, kind of help on that level of marketing, but getting it out somewhere would be a great start, and especially coming into spring, we're going to have some visitors and people interested in that, so we'll get it down there, and then my next few are coming shortly, so we could even get another one of those.
Make up a sign that says sponsor one of these and put...
Put it right beside it.
Right beside it.
Yeah.
What do they weigh?
Yeah, I was going to ask. What? Yeah.
Around 500 pounds. Yeah. Well, that's what he told me.
Okay.
We haven't put it on the scale yet. It's hard. It's kind of... What do you think it weighs, Frank?
I don't know. I just seem... It's bigger than that.
So. I know. It does seem bigger than that. But it is more of a framework. You know, it's not okay. Solid on the inside. So, yes, if it was solid, it would be way more. There was a little forklift that you see that was maneuvering it around.
I just thought it was a big rock.
Yeah.
It's not a big rock.
It's supposed to look like one. So it was the right thing. Sorry. Yes, it's doing its job.
It's a culture rock.
It's a John Wayne rock.
Anybody else have anything?
But we'll get it down there and get the flag. That'll be a great place to keep the flag, too, other than my shop. So, okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Okay, on the council business. Two budget committee seats are vacant. Two members serving as volunteer firefighters are now agents of the city and cannot serve on the budget committee. There are two remaining applications to consider, Rebecca Bright Jones and David Huntsman. Term ending for one position is December 31st, 2015. The other is December 31st, 2016. Staff report. Anything else you want to add?
No. I see David Huntsman is here. We had two withdraw.
Okay.
One of those, Mr. Grossman said that if there was nobody else, then he would do it, but some other things came up. So Huntsman and Bright or Jones are the two that are remaining.
I move to appoint Rebecca Bright Jones and
David Huntsman.
David Huntsman's to the budget committee with the term to be stated for each one.
I'll second.
Which one?
We've been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Does anybody volunteer for the extra year?
Yeah, who's?
No. But we could. He showed up, so we could not have him do the other person, or we could just, you know. Dave, do you mind?
I don't mind at all.
Or both? The longer?
I don't plan on moving.
Don't plan on moving? Well, you got to volunteer, so.
Okay, I'll amend my motion.
Mr. Huntsman for the December 31st, 2016, and Becky Bright Jones for December 31st, 2015. Any more discussion? Vote.
Councilor Boggs?
Aye.
Councilor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Consent agenda. Minutes for the March 9, 2015 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the March 9, 2015 minutes.
Second. Who did that, Stone?
Boggs
did the motion, but second Stone.
Karen's a little quick.
She beat him.
Karen's. Karen's second.
I'm thinking.
Can you tell the difference in their voices?
It was okay. Close, but she got
it. I did not hear a female voice.
Yeah, right. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Boris had a good plan.
She said, I did not hear a female voice.
I did.
I didn't. It's no offense.
Okay, then moved and seconded. Any discussion? Vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Action items. General business. Resolution 2015.03. Street sweeper purchase approval. Staff report.
Good evening. I'm pleased to announce we finally found a sweeper. We've gone through all the steps. I think you guys all have that in your packet. I don't know if you guys have to look at it or not. We've chosen one. And we are ready to purchase it. And I don't know if you all have any questions about that sweeper. It's a It's an 09 Schwartz A7000 regenerative air sweeper, and we're excited about buying it as soon as possible. So, any questions about that unit, or
is this for one person? Or a machine.
So are we trading the other one in?
Yeah, they're gonna take ours on trade.
Does ours work at all?
Yeah.
It does.
It works.
It's a mechanical sweeper and there's no air, there's no vacuum at all. So on some of our uneven streets, or a lot of our streets are kinda uneven, and when they're cambered a certain way, he sweeps along and it comes out of the gutter, and then if he turns a corner or comes to an intersection where the camber changes, or you know, the slope changes, he just leaves a big pile in the street, and I'm sure you've all seen it around. The day he sweeps, it sometimes looks worse.
So when he's sweeping, it's not getting sucked up?
We're getting a lot of it. We'll haul a dump truck load away, but we'll leave a little trail everywhere we go, and it's frustrating.
You need a big dustpan.
It is. It's like a big dustpan. What happens is, so he takes it out of the gutter and he brings it out to the middle, and what we miss washes back into the gutter the next rain, and it's just, it's really frustrating. I'm sure you guys have seen it around town on Central, some of the side streets. It's sometimes you feel like you're not really doing something that's worthwhile when you just look behind you and there's a big pile of dirt.
Just moving dirt around.
Yeah. Yeah, we do get a lot of it, but we leave a lot as well. So we hope that this regenerative air will, you know, get 99% of that instead of 80% of it. We'll get.
So, and this one has a bigger storage.
It does. It has a 7.5 or 8 cubic yard hopper.
And the other one had what?
It had like a 1 yard, 1.5 yard, and. So we would take a dump truck out near where he was sweeping, and then he would sweep for a while, and then find the truck and dump it into the truck, and then sweep some more. And the two vehicle process and the two guy process a lot of the time. So,
you tried this one?
I did. He demoed it for us down here, and I got to drive it, and our sweeper guy got to drive it, and one of the other guys drove it as well, and it was real nice. It really did the job.
How long did we have the other one? How long did we own the 1990?
It's a 90s. We got it new.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we've had it since it was new.
So when we trade it in, what does the company do to take? Do they resell it? Or, I mean, I don't even want to try to tackle sell something like that. But
right. They'll go through it, and then they'll find somebody that has use for it.
What about it?
Make you a deal.
We're good at a parking lot.
But they sold it. Selling, yeah.
For something real flat, it's a good tool, and it works good. I mean, it works the way it was designed to work. It's just not ideal for us.
Yeah. One thing I was looking at is, and I know this has been discussed before I was on the council, but the budget for it, how is that? It looked like we were looking to try to borrow the money from another fund or from a private institution.
Right. Our finance guy, Dan, okay. Speak to that.
Dan Wilson, finance supervisor. We didn't have enough funds in our reserve fund to purchase it. So in the budget process last fiscal year, we approved the purchase along with it going into debt.
Okay.
There's a couple of options. One is we can borrow from another fund, and I would suggest the water fund with that. We can get it, use our current rate that we're earning on that money, which is 0.5%. I checked with our local bank, and they are interested in loaning us the money as well at Umpqua. For the same 3-year loan, though, it would be 2.35%.
So we were $5,000 under budget, though, aren't we? Didn't we?
We're quite a bit under budget on the price. I think we gauged it as 140.
Yeah. Well, I thought we had 145 appropriate.
145, yeah. So we're coming at 100. Mm. So the cost is less also.
When during the budget process, this is a long time ago, but didn't we look at a five-year loan? $17,000 keeps rolling around.
Right. And the only thing I would say is that, you know, if you have a payment office, we
end
up the budget will support that this next few years.
How did we get so much money in the water fund? Not the construction fund.
There's not a lot. I mean, there's enough. They're going to be around $300,000 to $400,000 this year in there. The water fund tends to generate, you know, a good recurring income that tends to increase. We also bumped the rates, you know, by the CPI this last year, and that's helped generate more income this year.
Oh, okay. Because I noticed it was up like $250,000 or $300,000 from the end of last year.
We don't want to spend that money. This is what often happens. We see all that money, so we don't raise rates. And so then we spend down all that money, and then all the maintenance costs stack up. Pretty brand new right now, but it's not going to be in a few years.
Anybody else have anything?
I move to approve resolution 2015-03.
Second. Moved and seconded. Same discussion.
Does that include the funding?
Yes. Yeah, state. Okay.
The funding, the interdepartment funding.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. Department funding.
Councillor Stone, did you second that?
He did. Yeah. No more discussion. Vote.
Councillor Boggs.
Aye.
Councillor Meyer.
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Reports. No updates or anything? City Council, remember, monthly meeting time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Anderson.
My no vote, she had said this in the council comments, but my no vote on the last sweeper was mainly due to the funding option. But that was it. And then other than that, I will defer to Mayor McKnight on, and I'll be in agreement with him with whatever he has to say about the girls' basketball team.
You did it to me again.
I quit and let him go first.
He's trying start to be, the other end next time.
I'm trying to give
he's trying to be nice.
I don't.
We should be
Mr. Stone. Have we heard anything else about our spec building down in the Enterprise Zone?
We've heard that they've agreed to move forward with it in this next fiscal year. They intend to do all the prep work to make it constructible in the next fiscal year. So
are they going to put in a street to it, or so they are going to do it right?
And clear the land and do the wetland mitigation and get it ready. And then the following year, the intent, for those of you who don't know, we're going to just move full speed ahead with building it. But the commissioner decided to slow down just a little bit and give the partnership's executive director, Alex Campbell, a year to reach out to folks and during this year let them know that we're moving forward to building a spec building in hopes of enticing somebody that would want to come in early on and have greater say on how that building's built. So,
And the size of it? Or?
About 25,000 square feet.
It was like 30,000 what they were going to build.
Yeah, it's around 25,000. All the reason I know 25, it's going to be 25-foot clear ceiling and 25,000 square feet.
That's all I have. That's right.
I'd like to give Debbie a girl. At the last meeting, I mentioned to her that the community center had been rented by multiple groups, and said that may be a problem for, you know, the multiples to have it on the same day. And it was during the Woodstock weekend. Anyway, she checked on it and she went above and beyond. She called me back and told me that, yeah, we got a problem. And so I mentioned it to the people at the Woodstock. And anyway, they've all gone in and worked it out that they're going to have, they're having a wedding on Saturday and they're going to have it at Woodstock. And I mean, they're going to, all the parties are all, you know, in agreement, but it was just really nice because if she hadn't got back to me, that'd have been a big surprise. Mm-hmm. And I went and appreciated it, like everybody appreciates it. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's nice.
Bob.
Nothing.
Councilor Meyer.
I just wondered how we were doing with our wetland situation over in the wastewater treatment plant area.
I'm sorry, I haven't received an update. What I do know is that the one wetlands area is going to be designated wetlands area, and we're just going to leave it alone. And we're just going to go to the other side of the lot and continue the process. What's holding it up now is going through the EPA's required environmental steps. We're just waiting.
Okay.
But essentially, we're just not going to touch that. That's going to be a sacred corner from here forward.
Yeah, because the Federal Reserve last week announced they were truly impatient on holding the interest rates low. So
I read that.
Yeah, I'm sure it would pass, but it would just be nice to get it taken care of.
It would be. The sooner we can get that expedited, you're right.
So I'm going to give my spiel. I want to give a shout out to the girls' basketball team. I was up at the game. Councilor Anderson saw him there. The neatest thing, obviously, than the winning, but, you know, is up in Portland, and the whole side was Sutherland. I mean, just tons of community people. It was like hometown. It was very, very special. I would like to make arrangements to have them come down, the basketball team. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I need to give kudos to my wife who thought of this, that the council ought to announce a proclamation. And she thought that it might be greater appreciated rather than having the team come here, that you went and presented that to the team at a special assembly.
Okay.
Just an idea.
I mean, I could talk to the school, and if council members can come up.
Yep.
Yeah, we can get council members to show up there.
Correct.
I guess, as far as I know, I could be wrong. A lot of the times that's in the morning time. So, yeah, I talked to Huntley.
Well, her comment was, you know, my wife's school principal, so she deals with this a lot. But most of the time, it's the students and the parents and not much of a gathering of folks here. But you go to this school with the mayor and council members there in front of a large crowd, the students tend to appreciate it greater. That's all.
You guys?
They have a...
that idea?
Well, yeah, and I don't know if we could still, you know, they have that appreciation thing for every... sport.
Their sport in the evening time you're talking?
Yeah, it's like in the...
Their handouts.
Yeah, the handout awards. I don't know if we can incorporate it there.
I'll talk to Grotti. Yeah.
Not a very big gathering. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's more family.
It's not quite this... something at an assembly would be much better, I think.
Debbie?
Can you not help yourself?
You can talk.
Because of our past history, uh-huh. I went ahead and took care of that.
You did?
Well, not the proclamation. That's a great idea, though. I like that.
Okay.
But I did talk to Josh last week, and then this weekend I saw him at the alumni basketball game. And we have him scheduled who can make it, because now softball started, on the 13th of April. And I've already got certificates started, and so...
You're talking about at the council meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're not going to school?
Well,
no, I think a proclamation and doing both would be. No, I think that's a great idea to go up there and do the proclamation.
What'd you say? It's so rare.
Yeah. This is your moment. Enjoy it. So do you want me to talk to Josh, or do you want to?
I've been talking to Josh and Justin, so.
Yeah, maybe just... run it by them, and if it works for them, we can do it, and then we can let the council know, and the big people we can get up there.
Josh was real, of course, good with it. Is the 13th?
It is the 13th.
Calendar.
April 14th.
13th is Monday.
So there.
Yeah, so we can shoot for a date, maybe sometime.
I think doing both would be great because these are back-to-back wins, no losses in, what, 4 years or something?
2 years, yeah.
2 years.
2 years for sure, but somebody told me this weekend that it was like 4 years.
Probably regular season.
Yeah,
they lost 2 years in 4 years. So. In the playoffs. Yeah.
So we're shooting for doing a regular council meeting the next one, and then we'll work on doing both.
The proclamation, yeah. That, I think the proclamation's a great idea.
Tell your wife, good idea.
Are you going to wear the cat and hat?
Yeah. Do I got to read for the high school kids? Okay.
You're going to wear a tie.
Yeah, no, shoot. Yeah. I'll start now, practice it. So. Okay, so we'll shoot for that, and you'll just let us know what you talk to him. Okay. And that's all I have, so. Public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes. 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to talk about? Okay, seeing none. Thanks, everybody. We're adjourned. The council is going to take a 5 minute break before meeting an executive session called under ORS 192.6602 to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the council to carry on labor negotiations. Subsection allowing a government body to confer an executive session with labor negotiations.
I know. Sorry.
That's okay. Let me sit down. I knew they'd be leaving. What'd you say?